Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Good morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday, three-day weekend, Labor Day.
Three-day weekend, Labor Day weekend. For everybody in an interracial relationship, get it out your system because you can't have sex with any white people after Labor Day.
My birthday weekend as well.
Drop on the Clues bomb for September 3rd.
That's right.
Envy's born day. My brother Wax's born day. My sister Paige's born day.
Danny Franz.
My homegirl Shelby's born day. Danny Franz. Jesus Christ,
wait,
I know a bunch
special,
of 9-3s.
September 3rd. Nah, it's good, man. A lot of Greek people created on September 3rd.
A lot of Greek people?
Greek people.
I didn't know you was Greek. Drop on the clues bombs for all the Greeks out there.
Shout
we don't
the
give
Greeks
the Greeks enough love.
Shout out to the Greeks. I said great.
Fraternities,
people.
Sororities, actual people from Greece. That's what you call people from Greece, right? Greeks?
Greek, yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, Greek. Yeah, so all shout right. out to everybody born on September 3rd. Yeah, it is a long weekend. If you're in New York City, we're celebrating all weekend long. Friday in New York, Saturday in Charlotte, Sunday in Jersey, Monday in Boston.
Yeah, I had to check my bank account this morning. To make sure that all my auto pay came out on the first, and make sure I got some money tonight to treat my people to dinner.
I never do auto pay.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm always nervous that like something's gonna come out that I didn't intend to come out. I like to pay my bills so I can watch everything happen. I don't do auto pay for anything.
Well, you know, every technology, certain parts of technology, not for everybody. Like, I don't do the Kindle and stuff. I still like regular books.
Yeah, see, I didn't do auto pay when I was living check to check because I might need money from one to pay something else. But now that I'm making money consistently I got auto pay. I know it goes out on the first.
I must have the mentality of check to check because I ain't doing no auto pay. I don't want my account overdrawn.
It took me a while to do it.
Sometimes if you do auto pay like on your phone bill or something like that, your phone bill for some weird reason, the price will go up and
down.
That's
the only thing I don't do auto pay on.
Never do auto pay on my phone.
$600.
First of all,
it already came out of your account.
First of all, you're a complete sucker if you ever pay the full amount of your phone bill. That's not the way this works. Only pay the path due amount all the time. So I would never do auto pay for my phone bill.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
Because I always pay only the path due amount.
I'm so that too. And I wait for them damn near to turn it off or sometimes turn it off.
You got to turn me off. Me and Verizon have a love-hate relationship. I curse Verizon out every 3 weeks, okay?
But it's your fault if you didn't pay your bill.
No, it's their fault for turning me off. I'm a loyal customer. I've been paying my bill for over 10, 15 years, okay? Can I get some love?
They cut me off too.
Yes, it is personal. They shouldn't treat you like that. I have a good standing history with Verizon. They should not just be cutting me off because I didn't pay my bill on time. They know I'm going
to
pay it.
It's mad funny. You try to make a phone call. I'd be like, hello. We're going to transfer you to our source. I'm like, damn it, man.
The worst is if you're expecting an important business call. Now they know your phone got shut off.
It comes back on quick, though.
And that's why they never get the full amount out of me.
So we didn't get a present from A$AP Rocky today. I'm disappointed.
I guess it's over.
I guess the 12 days of A$AP is over.
Let me just
check. 3 days of A$AP?
Three days of A$AP. You staying in town this weekend, right? You're not going anywhere.
Hell no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm at my ass right here.
Angelique, you out of town this weekend?
I'm going to Miami today.
Okay.
Ain't this a tropical storm coming?
I think it passed there already. It's actually headed this way. But they're saying it's weakening as it hits the land, as storms do.
Well, let's get the show cracker. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Oh, Colin Kaepernick, he is saying that he is not anti-American. Just
Duh.
So you know. Yeah. I don't know why we have to explain this, but we'll also give you some more information on the weather for everybody else who is traveling this weekend.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Hurricane Colin, damn it. Colin Kaepernick. Salute to that man. And you're right, his afro is getting bigger.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
His afro just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, okay? Salute to that guy.
All right, let's get the front page news. It's Bryson Tiller. It's dope. It's the Breakfast Club. Page news. Now, hurricane, no hurricane, what hurricane?
Well, the hurricane, how do you say it, Hermine?
Hermes. Hurricane Hermes. It's a designer.
It's a designer hurricane. Hermes.
How's it spelled?
H-E-R-M-I-N-E. But I heard them pronouncing it Hermine.
Hermes.
Oh. Has weakened from a hurricane to a tropical storm. So it hit Florida. Now, by the way, we might think Florida gets hurricanes all the time, but they haven't had a hurricane since Wilma in 2005.
Really?
Really. I
thought it was like hurricane season in Miami sometimes. No?
Right. Well, nope. Not since 2005. So right now, they said there's about 200,000 residents who are under hurricane warning. Mm-hmm. And more than 70,000 people who are without power as the rain has hit. But it's moving north-northeast today.
Florida, y'all be all right. Y'all get hurricanes all the time, B.
You didn't hear me say they haven't had one since 2005?
Hey, well, they still get them all the time.
No.
That's the stereotype. They get them all the damn time, okay? They be all right.
No.
They tough.
Now, let's talk about Colin Kaepernick and his growing afro.
Right now, Colin Kaepernick has said that he is going to be donating money. He got a lot of boos during the San Francisco 49ers preseason game against the Chargers last night. Everybody was booing him, and he said this whole negative reaction is a misunderstanding. Check out Colin Kaepernick.
Yes, I am planning to take it a step further. I'm currently working with organizations to be involved and making sure that I'm actively in these communities, as well as donating the first $1 million I make this year to different organizations to help these communities and help these people.
Listen, Colin Kaepernick is not anti-American. He's anti-prejudice. If he's anti-American, then how come we don't call Donald Trump anti-American for saying he wants to make America great again? How come we don't tell Donald Trump if he doesn't think America's great, then leave? And stop saying Colin is disrespecting the military. Nobody disrespects the military more than America itself.
Even the people from the military were speaking out and saying this has nothing to do with him disrespecting the military.
You know what's disrespectful to the military? The fact that it's homeless veterans. If you fought for this country, you should be set for life. You should not be on the corner begging for change or be homeless if you ever fought for this country. That's disrespectful to veterans. And I'd rather someone stand for people than stand for a flag. Salute to Colin Kaepernick. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Colin Kaepernick, damn it.
All right.
And the more he protests, the more he stands up, his afro just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay? Salute that man, damn it.
Nice.
All right. Now, also, how'd your Cowboys do in preseason yesterday, Dino?
No, I'm over preseason.
You lost.
I'm waiting regular for regular season.
Oh, you guys lost?
Yeah, they lost.
That's
it's
why
preseason.
He doesn't know.
So what?
Well, the first game is...
So you didn't watch it?
The first game is September 11th. The Giants take on the Cowboys. Are you going to that game, sir?
It's in New York. No, it's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas.
Yeah, it's in Dallas.
Is it in Dallas?
Yeah, it's in Dallas.
Yeah, it's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas.
Okay. Well, we'll beat you guys.
That's going to be good. Ezekiel's going to be out there with his half a shirt on. Odell going to be out there with his rainbow-colored drawers. It's going to be all kind of flags waving that day. It's 9-11. We're going to have the U.S. flag waving. We're going to have the LGBT flag waving. We're going to let it go that day. Woo! Can't wait. 9-11, baby. Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. That's front page news. Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us right now. Maybe you pissed off. Maybe you had a bad night last night. 800-585-1051.
Maybe you're Tiger and you can't believe Envy would just buy your Ferrari.
Yo,
like that.
I didn't buy his Ferrari. You got to stop telling people that.
The repo man took Tiger's Ferrari and Envy bought it. And I don't know why Envy keeps denying
That's
it.
That's not just a coincidence.
Yo, I walked in a restaurant yesterday.
You said that you can't even really find that car.
I know. I walked in a restaurant yesterday. This guy goes, hey, you didn't drive the car that you bought from Tiger? I'm like, I didn't buy a car from Tiger. I don't have Tiger's car.
Bro, they got the side-by-side pictures. Stop denying it,
it's
bro.
It's not the same.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's no longer Tiger's car.
My goodness.
At least it's still in the waffle color community. That's all that matters.
Stop it. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Sam in Virginia. Listen to 103 Jams. Hey. Listen to y'all on my way to work every day.
757, why you mad, mama?
I rock with y'all because y'all are real, and I wish other people would follow y'all example. If you be who you are, embrace who you are. Because my ex-husband is on his fourth victim. wife. And he's still out cheating. I'm saying embrace who you are, baby. You ain't never going to be faithful. You a hoe, embrace it. You a side chick. Embrace it.
Damn.
Just be who you are.
See, that's why we got to legalize polygamy. He wouldn't be on his fourth wife if we all could have more
victim.
Than one.
Fourth victim.
I don't like that term.
I'm not mad about it. If you can afford it and cheat us good, hey, do it. But he gets taken care of. I can't figure it out, so.
I'm with you, boo.
All right, mama. Hello, well, who's this?
Be glad you got out alive.
Hello.
What's up, Envy?
What's up, bro?
What's
who's
up,
this?
Envy?
Hey, he said that like he about to rob you.
He did. Like,
what's up, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Envy?
It's a nice car you got. That's the one you got from Tiger?
Nah, first of all, I didn't even know your birthday was tomorrow, so I'm saying my
shit
is too, so shout out to the
Virgos
and all
Word.
That.
9-3, 9-3's out here.
I'm mad because I worked 16 hours yesterday.
Me too.
You work well, you get a lot more money than I do.
Stop cursing, man. Go ahead.
I'm saying, so I worked 16 hours yesterday, and I come home, my damn aunt is in my bed. This is my aunt. I can't tell her to get up on my bed. First of all, it's rich. She's sleeping all that, so that's supposed to be asleep on the couch.
First of all, stop cursing. Second of all,
yeah,
you know
why
what,
do you have
you know
such a dirty mouth?
You know what your aunt wanted?
I'm sorry. I pissed me off. I'm sorry about that. Now I'm back on my way back to work. So
listen, why are you acting like you didn't know what your aunt wanted, bro? Your aunt wanted the same thing your
stop
uncle
it.
Used to get
don't
when you was little.
No,
all right,
no,
stop
no.
it, man. What's wrong with you, man? This guy's on one this morning. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Jameson Flight, man.
Jameson.
Listen, yo, I'm tight, man. I'm so tight, man.
Why?
Because earlier this summer, my job deaded me, right?
Uh-oh.
And, like, I ain't do nothing the whole summer. I ain't had no bread. So going toward the end of the summer, which is a couple weeks ago, they call me back to work. So I'm like, oh, I'm all excited. I'm like, okay, I'm going back to work. Cool. Right? So I get to work. I'm working. I'm busting mine. Crazy. So now Labor Day weekend come up. I'm waiting. I'm making plans. I got bills due. I'm back. I'm behind on bills.
Okay,
I'm making,
okay.
And all of that. And I call so my card. I call my card and my money's not even on my card.
Yeah, that sucks, don't it?
I'm like, yo, man.
So what happened?
I don't know. I don't know what be going on at the office or whatever. Somebody don't be putting the hours in or whatever, man. But you know what I mean? Like, this is killing my weekend. This is killing me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but you're breathing hard. Have a blessed day. I hope that you get some money.
That's because I'm walking, man.
So you didn't look for no job the whole time that they had deaded you for the whole summer?
Yeah, I was looking for work, and I was busy. I was doing other things. But the point is, I was limited bread. It was limited bread. So finally, I get on track, get some real bread again. And then, I'm trying to get on track and do some things. But in this Labor Day weekend, like I said, I made plans. My bills are backed up. and my money's not even there, man.
Ask somebody to spot you. Yo, you got them Tuesday.
That's what this is. This is all a setup to ask somebody to borrow something.
That's
I know this setup, bro. I've seen this 100 times.
Something.
Your friends run up on you breathing heavy, tell you a sob story.
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
That's right. And get it out your system this weekend. I keep telling y'all, you can't have sex with any white people after Labor Day. It's in the Constitution. The only way you can have sex with a white person after Labor Day is if y'all are married or in a very, very, very committed relationship.
All right. Now, following what you're saying, what happens if they're mixed?
What do you mean?
Half black, half white.
Like
white,
Barack Obama, our president.
No, that don't count. I'm talking about full-blown white people. Way you can't wear white after Labor Day, you can't have sex with white people after Labor Day.
But if their great-grandmother was black?
Nah. You can wear cream colors. You can wear beige. You can wear yellow. That's all considered mixed, right? You can wear that after Labor Day. But when it comes to actual white women, white men, can't have sex with purebred white people after Labor Day. It's in the Constitution, bro. I'm telling you.
Okay. I don't know what constitution you're reading, but okay.
The one Ryan Lochte wrote.
Oh, the one Ryan Lochte wrote.
Yes, it's an amendment.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, you know, Kanye's tour. Everybody's been talking about this St. Pablo tour. We'll tell you what's going on backstage with Kanye. Also, Chris Brown update for you. We'll tell you what Chris Brown's team thinks about the prosecutor.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So Chris Brown and his team feel like the woman who prosecuted him in the Rihanna case is still upset, and that is why he was just arrested again. All right, now sources are saying that the day that Chris allegedly pulled a gun on that woman, Bailey, at his home, the cops had decided not to arrest him, but rather investigate. And then at one point, Chris Brown actually came out of the house and was even talking to the cops and everything. And it was actually the deputy DA, Mary Murray, who pushed for a change of plans, which was to arrest Chris Brown on the spot.
On what, really? On what grounds?
She's the one that prosecuted Chris Brown in the Rihanna case. She was involved in all kinds of probation violation hearings. She always would ask for jail time, and a lot of times she lost when she asked for jail time. So
she must be an Omarion fan.
Yes, it is for him.
Yeah, she likes some other R&B singer other than Chris. Chris ain't made that record that she like yet.
So I know a lot of people were questioning why did he even get arrested at all.
Yes, they should have did more investigating.
Can he sue her? Can he sue her personally?
I mean, I don't know if it's illegal.
Is that an option?
I don't know if he can do that.
Because she had no basis to arrest
him. He probably could sue the police officers for unlawful arrest.
He previously has gone on Twitter and called her a racist and everything.
He should have his fans just start calling her.
No, don't do that. No, Chris. Don't do that yet. Let's beat this case first, and then you jump to conclusions
that. Right.
That's just as bad as that old dumbass girl going to do interviews while Chris was still in the house. Like, everybody just be cool for a second. Relax.
All right. Well, Chris Brown was also supposed to be getting a role on Power. And according to Page Six, that's not going to happen right now because of his anger issues. Executives are
No. That's the epitome of hypocrisy. 50 Cent is the executive producer of Power. Who got more anger issues than 50 Cent? All right. Well,
I doubt that's true.
Stop
what they're saying is, and this is according to Page Six, what Page Six is saying is that 50 didn't consult the network before promising Chris Brown this big role playing a drug dealer. Executives weren't happy when they found out about it. And
that story is not true.
I doubt that's true.
That's not true.
50's the executive.
50 Cent. Yeah. Curtis Jackson is the executive producer of Power. He's not going to hold anybody back because of anger issues.
Definitely not. All Chris is his guy.
And 50 also recently posted about Chris Brown in support of him and said he watched him come up. Things that they go through is crazy. If someone calls 911 and says you pulled a gun on them in your house, are the police coming to create a bunker at the end of your driveway for 11 hours to wait for a search warrant, then live stream it? This must be VIP treatment, SMH.
Yeah, that's not true.
No. You know how many people 50 done punched in the face?
Allegedly.
Since he's been in the industry.
Allegedly.
Allegedly he said it himself.
Did he?
Okay.
All right, well, reps for stars haven't commented on the story, but 50 is saying that he's still going to get Chris Brown on the show. He said, tune into Power next season because you will see Chris Brown.
I think Chris brings some real, I love Power, but Chris brings more realness to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see him on acting on Power.
Yeah, and let's see if he can really hold a gun. What if he is on Power and he drops the gun as soon as he holds it? Then we know that he did not pull a gun on this
girl.
They'll
probably edit it and make him do it over again, okay?
No.
All right, Lil Twist got arrested.
Who's that?
Lil Twist, Justin Bieber's former friend.
Oh, the guy that used to hold Justin Bieber's penis when Bieber peed.
Now, gotcha. He was supposed to go to court for a hearing in his assault case. That's when he allegedly broke into Kyle Massey's house and beat up his brother Chris and stole a Rolex, all of that. And he didn't show up to court. His lawyer was there, but he didn't show up. So the judge issued a bench warrant, and he actually had to go to court in the afternoon and turn himself in, and he got booked for failure to appear.
In Twist's defense, he didn't have money for an Uber to get to court, okay?
Stop it.
He didn't.
Uber's on your credit card, man.
He don't have a credit card.
I hate you, man.
He doesn't have a line of credit. What do you want him to do?
Anyway, that is your rumor.
Ray J, get him a scooty bike. Get Lil Twist a scooty bike so he can get around town, Ray J.
This guy's crazy. All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got some front page news. We'll tell you about Hurricane. I don't know if we're having a hurricane. If we're not having a hurricane, Angela, you'll let you know. And also, Colin Kaepernick, his afro keeps growing. We'll tell you why.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Colin Kaepernick, damn it. As he gets stronger, his afro gets bigger.
That's not a lie.
You keep making a stand. The more stands you make, the bigger your afro gets, Colin.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Now, let's talk hurricanes.
Yes, right now, Hurricane Hermine has weakened from
Hermes, the designer hurricane.
To a tropical storm. It's moving further inland. It already fell on Florida's Gulf Coast. It's the first hurricane in Florida, by the way, in 11 years. I know you guys think Florida has hurricanes all the time. Apparently, they don't right now. 500,000 Floridians are under a hurricane warning. But it's moving north-northeast, and they said it's getting weaker as it moves this way. So there's going to be heavy rain, flash flooding, strong winds, rip currents, all of that. If you do have to fly somewhere, I strongly recommend you check whether or not your flight will be delayed or if there's any changes.
I can't believe that's the first hurricane that Florida's had in 11 years. I thought all hurricanes came through Florida.
I thought it was hurricane season out there.
The last one was Hurricane Wilma in 2005.
Wow. All right, now let's talk about Colin Kaepernick and his afro.
Yes, Colin Kaepernick. There were some cheers and some boos as he was playing at the 49ers preseason game against the Chargers last night. Now, he is saying the crowd's negative reaction is all a misunderstanding. He's going to be donating some money. Check out Colin Kaepernick.
Yes, I am planning on taking a step further. I'm currently working with organizations to be involved and making sure that I'm actively in these communities, as well as donating the first $1 million I make this year to different organizations to help these communities and help these people.
Listen, man, Colin Kaepernick is not anti-American. He's anti-prejudice. I will keep saying that over and over, okay? If he's anti-American, then how come we don't call Donald Trump anti-American for saying he wants to make America great again? How come we don't tell Donald Trump if he doesn't think America's great, then leave? And stop saying, this is the one that's pissing me off the most, stop saying Colin's disrespecting the military. Because nobody disrespects the military more than America itself, because there shouldn't be any homeless veterans. If you fall for this country, you should be set for life. You shouldn't have to pay taxes. You should not be on the street begging for change if you ever fought for this country in any way, shape, or form. That's disrespectful to the military, not somebody who doesn't stand for the flag.
Right.
I'd rather somebody stand for people than stand for a damn flag.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, behind the scenes, Angela Yee was telling us about Blac Chyna and her, I guess, dating Tyga.
Well, she did an interview in Elle magazine, and she was talking about how when she was dating Tyga, he was kind of cheap. All right, and we've seen some things happen recently. You actually bought his old Ferrari.
I did not buy his old Ferrari.
Envy bought Tyga's old Ferrari.
I did not.
That Tyga got repossessed. Clearly, Tyga's not cheap. Tyga's just broke. It's a difference.
Well, he does do the down payment, but then I don't know what happens after that. But we were talking about whether or not you can date somebody that is cheap. All right. I had an ex-boyfriend that was so cheap. He would buy himself really nice and great things. But then when it came to going out and spending money, he never really liked to spend money on anything other than himself.
First of all, if you approach any relationship like that, you're approaching a relationship for all the wrong reasons. You should not be approaching a relationship based off somebody's financial situation. You should be in a relationship with a person because you actually like them.
Well,
y'all are compatible.
Earlier we've said that you can tell how somebody likes you based on what they can if they do what they afford to do
for
you.
You're taking advice from Alicia. What's the girl name? What's her name?
You were agreeing.
Masika. You from Love and Hip Hop.
You actually agreed with her.
That's what you're taking advice from?
You agreed with her when she said it.
No, I didn't. That shouldn't be the basis of the relationship.
You agreed with her.
Hold on, guys. We'll do that when we come back.
But it's not the basis. I actually did a lot of nice things for him for his birthday. I went out of my way.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Calm down, girls. 800-585-1051. Can you date somebody that is cheap? That is the question. 800.
And when I say cheap, they got it. They just don't want to spend it on you.
You should be happy that they're frugal. That's a person who is thinking about the future.
We can tell who you are.
You're damn right. That's a person that you can have babies with because they're going to have that money for your kids to go to college 18 years
from now. That's because Charlamagne's cheap.
You're damn right.
585-1051. Can you date somebody cheap? Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I think you're true.
That was Drake, Riri, Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're talking about dating cheap men. Now, this came from Blac Chyna.
Right. She was saying that when she was with Tyga, he was kind of cheap, basically. She deserved to get more money. I guess before they were really for real dating, he paid her to be in a video and to, like, come on the road and stuff like that.
What does she mean she deserved to get more money? Like, I don't understand that thought process.
Deserve is a harsh word.
Yeah, and what do you mean a man is too cheap? If a man pays for everything he's supposed to pay for, and I guess if you live together, bills, you know, the mortgage, whatever else, if he's paying for what he's supposed to pay for, why are you calling him cheap? Because he ain't buy you that new Tropical Storm Hermes bag?
Well, it's Hermes, but
whatever.
But if you pull up to a date with a Lamborghini and then y'all eat and then you try to bust it down, yeah, you're cheap.
What do you mean bust it down?
No, split it, 50-50.
Well, she was talking about him being cheap before they were together when he paid her to be in Rack City.
Well, he's supposed to be cheap.
And wanted her to go on tour and all of that.
Maybe you didn't deserve... First of all, he got a baby with you. So forget the damn payment that he didn't pay you for Rack City. He gave you sperm. What are you talking about? Now he's got to spend money with you for the rest of his life for at least 18 years. And you talking about money you didn't get for a video in Rack City? What are we talking about here?
Practice? Now, I honestly feel like if you got it and you like the person, you should spend it on the person.
But you're not cheap when it comes to your wife.
I've been with my wife since I was 16 years old.
Right.
So, I mean, it is no cheap. What's hers is hers. What's mine is mine. And what's hers is mine. And what's mine is hers. It's all in one pot. Like, you know what I mean?
But see, my thing is, those are things you're supposed to do. As a man, our job is to protect and provide.
Right.
So what does she mean he's cheap? If her cheapness is based off the fact she didn't get paid $1,000 for a music video.
She got $2,500.
You got paid more than most video victims do in this era, and you complaining? And he got you pregnant. He shot your club up. What is Blac Chyna talking about?
Now, Angela, yeah,
what is she talking about?
You said you wouldn't date a cheap guy.
Well, no, I had an ex-boyfriend that was really cheap.
Right.
There's a difference between being frugal and being cheap. Now, being frugal is if you're all around with everything, you don't like to spend a lot of money. I always look for a deal on everything, but I do go out of my way to be thoughtful.
Right.
Now, cheap is I bought myself everything I wanted to buy, but when it came to my girlfriend, she got whack presents.
See,
right?
I don't do that.
Yeah,
see, I'm frugal Vandross. I don't buy nothing for myself. No
so
way.
There's a difference to me between being frugal and being cheap. Frugal is like your whole lifestyle. Cheap is I'm going to buy myself everything and spend money, but when it comes to other people, I'm cheap.
But you don't buy nothing for yourself, but you buy stuff for your wife.
All the time.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. That's not being cheap. That's being cheap with yourself, but you spend money on your wife.
That's why I don't understand this cheap conversation. What do you, like, dude, I really need a good definition of cheap.
Cheap.
From a regular perspective,
well,
not
you're cheap
video.
When it comes to yourself. You are cheap.
Yeah, I shop at Target.
Yep.
You know, I got a free car courtesy of Victory Auto Group.
Yeah.
And before that, I had a 2004 Cadillac Escalade with 200,000 miles on it. You know why? Because I've been fired 4 times.
I know.
I had to be in the unemployment line. I understand what it is to be dead broke.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I told you
so
about
I'm holding on to this money.
I told you about my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
He would buy himself. Then he would go shopping at Saks, Bloomingdale's, and he would buy himself everything. But then it came time for my birthday, and he got me a purse somebody made at his job.
Now, Yee, first of all, it's the thought that counts.
That's definitely the thought that counts.
I love the fact that he went out of his way to have somebody actually make you a purse. That's called custom.
Absolutely.
I don't know where that thing is.
All right. And number two, I ain't gonna lie, your box might be kind of trash.
But you know what? He was cheap with everybody. He was cheap with his family. He was cheap with everybody else except himself.
Hello?
This is Kia.
Can you date a cheap guy, Kia?
I can date a cheap guy, but I'm actually dating somebody that's cheap now.
Now, describe the details of what makes him cheap.
He has money, real good career. So instead of, like, you know, living a comfortable life,
He rather just, oh, that's too high. I can't pay this. Like, he has too much money.
Why are you insulting this man for saving money? If you say he's got a lot of money, you can clearly see why
it's
he has a lot of money.
It's not insulting him. You just got to look at all aspects of it. Like, you actually got to be around him to understand. Like, he has spent $5,000 on this Gucci book bag to walk around in. But yet, you sitting here, you want to, like, oh, I don't have money for this. I don't have money for that.
Priorities in order is what you're saying, basically.
You could call it that, too, but he don't look at it like that. Like, he just thinks he's preserving his money.
Man. So he don't care where he live, but he need that Gucci backpack.
Let me tell you, preseason is over. He needs to find a place. He looked for places. Oh, everything is, oh, it's too much.
Wait,
oh,
he plays ball or something?
Yes, he plays football. I hope he's not listening right now.
What team?
For the Jets.
Oh, damn.
He played for the Jets. He better hold on to his money.
That's what I'm thinking in my head, too. But nah. I feel so bad. I love this man, but he, like, is cheap to, like...
What's his guaranteed money in his contract?
$18 million.
Oh, you got to get the baby. You got to have a baby.
Are you pregnant yet?
No, that's, I don't want to be. He cheap. I work two jobs. He ain't tell me to stop working yet.
Yeah, but he can't cheap when you got
to
make them.
He ain't tell me to stop working yet.
He can't be cheap when you got to make them court-ordered payments every month. Had a baby, boo. Guaranteed $18 million. That's baby worthy. That's the best you can do, boo. I'm telling you now. You ain't going to do no better.
He's going to be living in a hotel till he finds a place.
Okay.
Damn it, man. All right. Thank you.
See, it's bothering her.
All right. 800-585-1051. Would you date a cheap guy, ladies and fellas? Are you just cheap? Tell us why. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. We're asking ladies, can you date a cheap guy? And fellas, are you just that cheap? Now, Charlamagne, he's a known cheapskate. He is cheap, 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 cheap.
I prefer the word frugal. Call me Frugal Vandross.
No, you're cheap.
I've been unemployed 4 times.
You picked up singles from a strip club. You were cheap.
I'm gonna tell you what cheap is. Cheap is when you go out with a when you go out with a bunch of people and the bill comes and you sit there and calculate exactly what you owe.
Well, I got a rule. My rule is I don't pay for nothing if I'm with people that have more money than me. You I just don't think cheap. That's fair, and I think that's insulting to them.
Now, okay. You know what my rule is? If you pay for me a lot of times, and even if you have more money than me, I got to pick up the check sometimes because it's only fair.
As you should.
Nah. If I'm out with somebody like Lala, right? Salute to Lala. Lala's a multimillionaire. Why the hell would I insult
her? She's probably not even used to people paying for her. That's why it's a nice gesture.
Why would I insult her by picking up the bill?
Cheap.
That's not insulting.
That's insulting.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Crystal.
Crystal, can you date a cheap guy?
No.
Why not?
No, because being cheap for most of the lifestyle. So it starts off by going to an inexpensive restaurant, and then you really start to like this guy, and then you realize like little things like one ply toilet paper and bright emerald orange juice, and like Mrs. Mills bacon. Like I want Oscar Mayer bacon. I want Tropicana orange juice. I like the nicer little.
Well,
things.
What do you bring to the table?
I like name.
What do you bring to the table? Brand. How much do you make a year?
I'm at work. I'm waiting for parking right now to go to work. I'm saying I bring a lot to the table, and I just want you to bring either more or equal or greater.
I'm tired of you girls.
Now, do you do things for him, though?
Oh, but of course. I'm definitely down for it. I'm all about the nice presents. I'm always going to get you a nice present, so I want one in return, too. Don't let me go and buy you, like, a really nice pair of shoes or a nice jacket or whatever the item is that you wanted, and I get a scarf from the Gap. Like, no way. Like, I can't do that.
I'm so tired of you girls calling men cheap when you women are broke. Don't call me cheap if you
broke.
She
got a job.
Whoa, I have a career, my love.
Oh, I ain't talking to you, baby. I'm just talking in general. Don't worry. Don't take it. I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking in general.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Ariana.
Hey, Ariana. Can you date a cheap guy?
I don't know if you call this cheap. So my parents raised me to, you know, take care of myself, and I did. And I was dating someone, and he wasn't financially stable. And I used to, like, take him out and do this and do that. And then... he did get financially stable, but he would only take me out when he eats or when he's going to the mall and, like, spoil me then. But when it's, like, on a regular, he doesn't.
How much do you make a year?
So only when he was going, when he was hungry, you got to eat good, but when he wasn't, you didn't?
Yeah, like, it'll be like, okay.
So what? You going to go eat by yourself? What are you going out to eat by yourself for? Of course, I'm only going to pay for you when we go out together.
All right.
Only you, though. Only you, Charmaine. I don't know what society you live in, okay?
Go out to eat by yourself, ma. How much you make a year?
How much you make a year?
You don't want to know.
Okay, and you don't want to know neither.
See, this is the problem. All of these girls calling up here calling guys cheap, but y'all broke.
They're not broke. They make money.
How you gonna assume people are broke?
I'm telling you. These girls is always out here like, he cheap. He don't do this for me. First of all, you can't do nothing for yourself.
You sound
and
like
what,
an angry
and what can you
man.
Do for me?
He's a bird. Charlamagne's a bird if you haven't realized.
Yo, you got to stop doing that. You got to make these girls, you want to be independent? Go out there and be independent and really make some money. You can't be coming to the table talking about what a man isn't doing if you can't do it for yourself or you can't do it for that man. So if I'm cheap, you just broke. How you can call me cheap when you broke?
All right.
Listen, think about that.
I know I'm not broke, and I know I'm not cheap, but I know that people who are cheap.
But you and you know some broke girls who be calling guys cheap. I know you do, ye.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't call me cheap if you broke. Period.
Right. You got really passionate about this topic.
God, man.
Like a lot of people
because
listen.
It don't add up. Like, it's like, yo, you demanding all of this stuff, but you can't even do nothing for yourself.
I'll pay for your breakfast this morning, bro.
I bought y'all breakfast this morning because it's your birthday. Salute to my people at the Jerk Shack. Salute to my guys.
I'm going to get some jerk food.
Yeah, the Jerk Shack Grill. Is not cheap.
All right.
Jerk Shack Grill is one of my favorite places to eat. Well, Envy likes it, too.
Yep.
And it's Envy's birthday and my brother Wax's birthday and my homegirl Paige's birthday. So I bought breakfast
we
this
eating today.
That's what I'm talking about. They got the jerk steak today?
Yes, they did.
Jerk steak.
Yes, they do.
So, Bay love me. Bay love
he
me.
He pulled out all the stops, baby.
What's wrong with you?
We got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about, speaking of people not being cheap, something that you could buy perhaps for $4 million. Also, we'll talk about Kanye. What does he have waiting for him backstage during his St. Pablo tour?
These nuts. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So how would you like to own that sculpture in the famous video? It was just on display at a gallery in L.A.
I've never watched the famous video. I refuse
You've
to watch the famous video.
You've seen all the bodies,
video.
Though.
Oh, so it's the bodies.
That sculpture is now on sale, and they're saying they believe the piece costs around $500,000 to $1 million just to make, so they're asking for about $4 million. That's what they think it's going to sell for, about $4 million. They say until that sale is final, the famous sculpture could go on tour, which is going to be at galleries, things like that around the world.
And where are you going to put it? First of all, isn't it like a copy of something else? Isn't it like a copy of a painting or something?
Yeah, but it's its own sculpture.
Why would you want that?
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Own it.
Own it for what? What do you put that?
A piece of art.
Man, listen.
People that put rips in their clothes and say it's art would buy that.
I have rips in my clothes, but
people
I wouldn't buy that.
People that put rips in their clothes and holes in their clothes and be like, this is fashion.
Now, who's going to the St. Pablo tour if you haven't been yet?
I'm
going
to go.
I'm going.
I'm going Tuesday.
All right. Well, guess what he has backstage for him on his rider? On his tour rider, he wants slushy machines. He does two alcoholic slushy machines.
That's dope.
Yeah, so one of them has Hennessy and Coke frozen, and the other one is Grey Goose and lemonade frozen.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram. I didn't know that was from that tour, though.
Yeah, that's from his tour. So he does a slushy Hennessy and Coke.
Now, what about if his daughter wants a slushy? What is she going to do?
She can't have that,
I mean,
clearly,
that's what I'm saying. He got to have one for his daughter. She's on the tour, too.
You ain't even think about that one before you said it, did you?
No, I'm asking. She needs one as well.
That girl got plenty of slushies.
Yeah, I think
probably got a slushy machine
out.
In her room. Okay?
All right, now, I know y'all all saw Drake and Rihanna have been together nonstop ever since the VMAs, and Rihanna just got a tattoo. Okay, that tattoo is a shark, but the significance of it is a shark that he actually bought her at the aquarium, a stuffed shark doll that he bought her.
Oh, I was about to say, Jesus Christ, you know, you bought a girl a shark? Your box is amazing, shark. A man buy you a whole shark. Girls with a trash box get goldfish.
Well, they were at the aquarium earlier in the month, and that's when he bought her that stuffed shark. So now she has that very same stuffed shark tattooed on her. So looks like it's like for real this time around. And they could be a really cute couple, right? Are y'all happy for Drake and Riri? Aubrey, as they are calling them?
Hey, God bless them, man.
All right, Justin Bieber. Now, do you know who his top five rappers are? He said this last year in an interview that he did.
Who's his top five?
If you had to guess, who would be on Justin Bieber's top five list?
Mac Miller, Machine Gun Kelly.
Wrong.
No Lil Wayne?
No.
Who else goes on my old song?
He'll probably say Tupac. No,
Tupac is on
there. Of course. Bieber.
What?
Of course.
Tupac, Mace.
Mace.
Nas.
Okay, Nas.
Biggie.
Okay.
And Eminem.
I've never heard Mace in nobody's top five, by the way. I've heard people say they like Mace, but I've never heard anybody put Mace in their top five. I've never heard nobody put Mace in their top 10 either.
Well, recently he did an appearance on BBC Radio 1's yesterday. He did the live lounge, and he actually covered Tupac's Thug's Mansion. Tell me if you like how this sounds.
Ain't no place that's right for me. Only place that's right for me. Come down, mansion in paradise, in the sky. Dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hoods. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook. Drink a peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke.
All right, what'd you think?
Fought on that, man.
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
Man, fought on that, man.
It wasn't that bad.
Fought on that, man.
You can't if they both don't agree to fart.
No. You get a little gas if you want a little gas. Yeah, it ain't that bad.
That's a little ass gas.
It wasn't that bad.
A little ass gas.
I never noticed the peppermint schnapps part. All right, well, that is your rumor
Pac said
report.
That. Did Pac say peppermint schnapps?
Yes.
I know that song, but he said peppermint.
I never noticed that
part. Go to Genius and see if Pac said peppermint schnapps. I don't believe Pac said no damn peppermint schnapps, man.
All right, well.
Did he say peppermint schnapps?
I'm looking it up right now.
Look up Thug Mansion and see if Pac said anything about peppermint schnapps.
Let's see. Here's the lyrics. Yeah, he does say it.
He said peppermint snaps?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he did. Gotta try that.
Yeah, he just showed. Yep, sure did.
All right. Well, thank you, Justin Bieber, for putting that out.
A picture pops up, too. That's funny.
A picture of Pac drinking peppermint snaps?
No.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you for those
rumors.
You
can't drink peppermint snaps and have a nose ring. You gotta pick one of the. You gotta do one or the other, bro.
Charlamagne!
What?
Who are you giving that donkey to?
It hurts me to do this, but I need Cameron Newton. Cameron Newton, not Cameron Giles. Okay. Cameron Newton.
Okay.
To come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, okay?
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Dunk it other day, man.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
All right. Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 2nd, and it hurts me to have to do this, but it has to go to Cameron Jarrell Newton, quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton is what they call him now. Colin Kaepernick taking a stand by not standing. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag has created a divide in America, and that's expected with any form of protest. You have people who are going to agree with your protest, and you have people who are going to disagree with your protest. In this situation, if you are an American and you believe that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, then I don't see why you would be upset at Colin Kaepernick standing up for people who are experiencing injustice here in America, okay? Like, this, you know, should be easy, okay? Like, this should be easy to take, okay? This side should be easy to take, all right? I've been saying it all week. What he's doing isn't anti-patriotism. It's anti-prejudice, period, okay? I would much rather a human being stand up for people than stand up for a flag, okay? The flag is a symbol of patriotism. What Colin Kaepernick is doing is actually patriotic. Okay, it's the difference between symbols and actions. I'm about that action, boss. Now, Cameron Jarrell Newton was asked about the stand Colin Kaepernick is taking, and this was his answer.
Who am I to say that it's wrong? Who am I to say that it's right? Either or, it's still personal. What I can't fathom is, how does 1/8 of an inch, something so small, be the difference in such a big commodity in our whole lifetime? And that's the thickness of our skin, 1/8 of an inch. And under that, we're all the same color, you know, and that's the big picture. You know, a lot of scrutiny happens when the athletes start talking about, you know, race, but the truth of the matter is we just got to do right by each other, no matter what color you are. Certain things that has happened in our life, you know, in our lifetime, you know, it is kind of embarrassing to be affiliated with, but it still happens. But who am I to say, Colin, you're wrong?
Right.
And who am I to say, bro, that you're right? Because we're all, you know, we all have and are, you know, have the right to think whatever we want to think. And I respect that by everybody.
Who knew Cam danced all the time? I thought he just danced after he scored touchdowns. Who knew he danced all the time, okay? This is the most cowardly thing I've seen Cam do since he pulled back from recovering that fumble in the Super Bowl. I mean, he Millie rocked around that question like I've never seen a man Millie rock around a question before. What do you mean, who are you to say if Colin Kaepernick is right, and who are you to say if Colin Kaepernick is wrong? You can absolutely say he's right because you are a black man in America who has experienced your own brand of injustice and has been victimized because of that 1/8 of an inch of skin, Cam. How quickly we forget just last year when people were tweeting things like Cam Newton is the definition of why some people dislike black people. He gives them a horrible rap, thug. I remember when the Daily Snark posted an article titled, "Yes, it's some people who dislike Cam Newton because he's African-American." Cam, last year you were called classless, a thug, a bad role model, all because you like to dab and dance in the end zone. Last year you even said yourself, Cam, and I quote, "I'm an African-American quarterback that may scare a lot of people." Why should you be an African-American scare anybody, Cam? How do you go from that to not knowing if Colin Kaepernick is right or wrong? Okay, you absolutely know the stand he's taking is right, but for whatever reason, you are too cowardly to speak on it, which is sad because Colin Kaepernick has way more to lose than you do. Cam has $60 million guaranteed coming to him in a contract, average salary of $21 million, and a $22 million signing bonus, and you scared to simply say, yes, what Colin is saying is right. There is injustice in America. Police do treat people of color unfairly in America. Everyone in America is not experiencing the liberty and justice for all that is promised under the flag. You have every right to say that, Cam, and you know Colin is right because you've experienced it and will continue to experience it because you are a black quarterback in the NFL. Can we just play Cam's clip again, please? Pull it up one more time for me.
Hold on.
Pull it up one more time for me.
It's a long one.
Let me hear it one more time. Let me refresh everybody's memory. Go ahead, play it. Play it.
There we go.
Play.
Who am I to say that it's wrong? Who am I to say that it's right? Either or, it's still personal. What I can't fathom is how does 1/8 of an inch, something so small, be the difference in such a big commodity?
Okay, stop it right there. I meant to stop it after when he said it's personal. What does he mean is personal? I hope he's not saying it's just personal to Colin Kaepernick, because this is a situation that all of us should be taking personal. Okay, it's not personal. This is an issue that affects us all. I repeat this quote from Martin Luther King Jr. all the time, because I just really want it to be embedded in your brain. And it's an injustice anywhere. It's a threat to justice everywhere. What do you mean it's personal? No, sir, no. This affects each and every one of us with that 1/8 inch of black skin, okay? And just a reminder, Cam, you black, all right? Okay? Mm-hmm. You're right. We all do have to do right by each other, but the truth is we don't, we aren't, and we haven't been. So when someone like Colin Kaepernick is pointing out that fact in taking a stand, then personally, I think you should stand with him. Please give Cameron Newton the biggest hee-haw. I ain't gonna lie, but it was hard to get through that with all that jerk steak on my chest this morning. Yeah. That acid was just coming up in my throat as I was talking.
This guy is all right.
But an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. I want y'all to really understand that fact, because I don't understand how y'all can sit here in this country and say it's liberty and justice for all and see injustice happening to other people. And when a fellow American stands up and points out that injustice, you act like he's wrong and un-American for doing that. When, in fact, that's the most patriotic thing you can do. Stand up for oppressed people in America. Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, it's Friday.
Oh, man.
And we have to bring back the whole Hall of Fame.
Ho. So it's Hoe Appreciation Day.
It is Hoe Appreciation Day.
Let's do it over. Come on. Start it over. And we ain't did this in a while. Hold on. Shape it off. All right. Let's go. Go.
It's Friday.
So you know what that means.
We're bringing this back.
It's Hoe Appreciation Day.
That's what we appreciate, a hoe out there.
We haven't appreciated a hoe in a minute, but this hoe has to get some appreciation this morning, because this guy, I'm living vicariously through him right now. Drop one of Clue's bombs. Should we say who it is or say who it is when we come back?
We'll do it when we come back. It's Hoe Appreciation Day. That's when we appreciate a hoe for doing hoe things.
Yes, because, I mean, sometimes, man, you just got to salute these hoes out here in the street.
You got to love your hoes.
Sometimes, man, you watch these hoes doing amazing things with amazing people, and you just got to salute them for their hoism.
All right. When we come back, we'll tell you about the hoe that's slinging his D all around the place. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh,
F for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're bringing this back. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Home Appreciation Day.
That's right. It's time to appreciate a hoe that somebody's out there that's slinging that D.
And let the record show, I really do appreciate this man because I'm living vicariously through him. He's smutted out some good ones.
Smutted out.
Yeah, he has.
All right, well, let's go through it. Today in the Ho Hall of Fame, we have to induct French Montana.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for French Montana. He's out here spreading that Moroccan magic all over the world.
And let's keep in mind that French just recently got divorced a couple of years ago. He right. was married.
Yeah, he's been living his life like it's golden ever since.
But he had an amicable divorce, okay? Now, let's talk about some of the people he's been with. Trina.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for that one.
We actually saw him up here with Trina a couple of times.
Trina's a hood legend.
Trina.
That's when I knew French wasn't the dirty Negro from the Bronx anymore. I mean, he's still a dirty Negro from the Bronx, but he was outside in the Phantom with Trina.
Mm-hmm. All right, clearly, Khloe Kardashian, we know.
Khloe Kardashian.
Man, I mean, you know, you get points for that because of the last name, but I mean, that is the worst Kardashian you could get.
But he got the improved Khloe. He didn't have her.
Yeah, she's been looking better.
Okay.
He got the
Khloe that transitioned.
Right, he got
it's
the transition.
It's like Caitlyn transitioned from a man to a woman. Khloe transitioned from a man to a woman.
No, she did. Yeah,
we were all shocked by the Sanaa Lathan,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Allegations.
That's when French became a legend in these streets. That's when he became a real live legend with that one.
Now, some of these other people he's been linked to are just rumors. Delicious. All right. Dorothy Wang from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
I have no idea who that is.
Amber Rose.
Okay, that drop one of Clues Bombs for that one, damn it.
And they denied it, but it was still a little bit of a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Give him a half a bomb for Delicious. Just a half. That's it, because she was with Flavor Flav.
All right, and most recently, though, and this is what really prompted us to really take a look at French Montana and his dating past, Iggy Azalea.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for French and young Iggy. Because you got to have some heart to be out as a black man and be seen with Iggy Azalea in this Black Lives Matter era.
He was taking pictures and everything. He's taking a chance
with that one.
French has no type. He doesn't care about the color of your skin.
Nope.
He doesn't care about any of that. He is an equal opportunity hoe.
He's just out here spreading that Moroccan magic. But let's be clear, he will not be sleeping with Iggy Azalea after Labor Day because you know the rules. You cannot have sex with white people after Labor Day unless you're married to him.
Now, I actually had a chance to sit down with French Montana on lip service, and he actually let me look at his phone because I always feel like guys who date a lot of different women, they never put real names in their phone, right? They put code names. That's just my assumption.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually let me look through his phone, and this is what we saw.
So in your phone, right, do you have, like, girls' names for real in your phone, or are they fake code names? Donkey Big Booty Lust.
Come on.
Donkey Tokyo. Donkey Pittsburgh.
But do you ever forget their names?
Who is Donkey 25 Dankman?
You should call one of them right now.
And why are there two Donkey ACs?
Well, that was it. Looking through his phone, and he had a list of donkeys and then a list of monkeys, and it was a very long list.
Did he for real?
I'm not lying. And they were all identified by where they're from or what TV show they are on.
Hey, man, French That's living funny. The life. Drop one of Clues Bombs for French Montana. Okay.
Now, for the record, I asked what was I stored as in his phone, and it did say Angela Yee Breakfast Club.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I was very frightened.
What about Charlamagne? Did it say Donkey South Carolina?
It said Donkey Breakfast Club for Charlamagne.
I've been knowing French for a minute. I knew French when French was out here.
You have a code name.
I knew French when French was just out here selling DVDs, hanging out in Dame Grease studio.
Oh, man.
When everybody had a pistol on them. Long time ago.
Well, so, congratulations
to French Montana.
Yes, he's come a long
you
way.
You are the man.
That's right.
I'm living vicariously through that dirty Bronx Negro.
All right.
It's good to see a dirty Bronx Negro still winning. And he's the only Moroccan I know. And he's using that Moroccan magic to bag all of these chicks.
All right.
He became a legend once he got Sanaa Lathan.
And he even takes some time off for Ramadan, so that's commendable that he still manages yes. to rack up so many bodies.
Goodness gracious.
That's when them girls start falling for him. He probably sends out pictures with no shirt on because he got them abs during Ramadan.
And he gets right back.
He gets with him a couple months later, like, what happened to your abs?
It's
like Ramadan over. I'm eating now.
Oh, boy. All right, well, shout out to French Montana. He's actually going to be hanging out with me in Atlantic City this weekend for my birthday.
Oh, man, stay away from him.
So shout out to French Montana. Also, Tory Lanez will be there. So shout out to them.
Okay, nice.
All right, now when we come back, 800-585-1051, we need some new nominees for the whole Hall of Fame.
No, we don't.
That's good enough.
That's good enough.
Yeah, we good. We know who the hoes are out here.
We know.
Yeah.
And this is just to let you guys know that, yes, men can be hoes as well. It's not just...
Yeah, it's not a double standard.
People always use the word hoe. They think it's about women. Yeah. Hoe is short for honey.
Yeah, I'm going to get some more food, man.
Yeah, okay, go get some more food. Later, man. All right. So we needed the people to call because we got another break. Okay. Well, listen, if y'all want to call and talk to us, it is Friday. And Envy's Born Day is tomorrow. So is my brother Wax, my homegirl Paige. So if y'all just want to call and talk to us about anything, because I don't think we need any more hoes. But if
I
you
think
got,
you should call and say happy birthday to DJ Envy.
Yeah, you can do that, too. If you got something on your mind, we haven't done a free break in a minute. Just if you got something on your mind, call us right now, and we'll take your call about absolutely anything, because I totally screwed it up.
You definitely did, but you tried to bring it back, and you made it work.
I'm a professional. I can do this on the fly all day long. You would never know. You would never know that was messed up if I didn't tell y'all just now.
I'm going to go have a drink.
Because what Envy was trying to do was solicit for more calls because we got another break. I didn't realize we had another break. But truthfully, I just don't think we need any more hoes.
There's no more jerk steak for you in the morning, man.
So listen, we shifting gears. 1-800-585-1051. Call us and talk to us about whatever the hell you want to right now. It's The Breakfast Club.
That was Fetty Wap 679. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is me from Philly. I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Al Virgo's in this mother.
Sing it.
Yeah, sing to me. Sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, DJ MV. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, mother.
You're welcome.
You from Philly?
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
Your baby daddy got a beard, don't he?
Lies you tell, yup.
Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
What's going on, man? It's D-Money out here in Orlando, Florida.
D-Money, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man? I want to wish DJ Envy a happy birthday, man. And what up to Charlamagne? You know, I'm original North Philly Dundada.
Damn, okay. Philly heavy this morning, huh?
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Envy, this is Beverly from Houston, Texas.
What's up, H-Town?
Hey.
What you calling for, Mom?
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Today's my birthday, too.
Oh,
so.
Happy birthday to
Virgo
you.
Season.
Virgo.
What you doing tonight?
My cousin's getting married in Dallas, so we're going to Dallas, and that's what I'm doing.
Who
so
candle you blowing so out tonight, boo?
My husband.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you for calling, Mama.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Hello. Who's this?
Jay.
You're gay?
Gay?
Well, congratulations.
I did not say gay.
You just said you're gay.
You did
congratulations.
Say gay. What's up, gay?
Okay,
what you calling from, gay? What you calling for, gay?
Well, I had a question to Angela because it was about a relationship. Like, I'm 27, and, like, I swear every dude I meet, like, only consider me as a friend.
Give me your Instagram. I can answer this for you real quick. Give me your Instagram right now.
What's your Instagram, mama?
I'm not going to say it over already.
No, come on now.
We'll bleep it out. Go
okay,
ahead.
So you're interested in certain guys, and they're only looking at you as a friend.
Correct.
How much do you weigh?
150.
How tall are you?
5'1.5".
Ooh, you little round.
I tell my doctor, like, most of it is my butt.
Okay.
But I do got a little gut, too, I got two kids.
You sound like a five
cabinet. What kind of guys do you like?
Tall, handsome. I mean, it don't matter if you're black, white, Chinese, whatever.
Ooh, she taking what she can get. I know she. I gotta see your Instagram. This is.
No, I don't.
And if you had to guess what it is, what would you say is the reason why?
The smell.
Well, everybody always tells me that I look 16, okay. And I'm like super plain Jane. I don't wear no makeup. I don't wear no lashes.
Well, girl, why don't you jazz yourself up a little? Give yourself some sex appeal.
But I don't know how to do that. Can't find that thing.
You don't need to do all that, honey. But sometimes people do want to see you make a little effort. You know what, though? I will say this. Sometimes a relationship can start out of a great friendship. So there's nothing wrong with you being friends with people. Okay, and seeing if it could lead somewhere else further on down the line. Because that's a respectful thing if somebody wants to be friends with you.
Right.
Rather than smash.
Well, I feel like I've done that. And, like, every dude that, like, I start being friends with, I get stuck in the friend zone. Like, that exists. And it's always, oh, my girl did this, and I'm giving them advice. And I'm like, what the hell?
If they have girlfriends.
Some girls don't accept their position as the fat friend with snacks, though.
What'd you say, Charlamagne?
No, I just said some women just have to accept their position as the fat friend with snacks. Shut up. You got the snacks.
Listen,
you got
why don't
the
you
weed.
Stop it, bro.
Don't listen to him. You can hit me up online. I wanna talk. I'll talk to you off this, okay?
Email at breakfastclubam@gmail.com.
What you need to do is just go grab one of these dudes who just came home from a 20-year bid, ain't got no place to stay, and he'll be your man for at least 2 years till he get on his feet.
All right.
I'm going to help her find a man.
Now, you got rumors coming up?
Yes, let's talk about Chris Brown. What's going on with him? We'll give you an update on why he and his team think that they might have it in for him, the prosecutor.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, let's get to rumors. Let's talk Chris Brown.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, well, we all know about Chris Brown getting arrested this week, and some people were wondering why would he get arrested when a woman accused him of pulling a gun on her when they didn't have all the facts. A lot of people were saying things did not go down like that. Well, according to Chris Brown and his team, they felt like the deputy DA, Mary Murray, she's the one that prosecuted Chris Brown in the Rihanna case, and she also tried to get him jail time for various probation violation hearings. Well, Chris Brown believes that decision to arrest him was just ridiculous. The cops didn't even want to arrest him, but she's the one that pushed for it.
So basically, he don't have a song that she likes. Because if he had a song that she likes, she'd be more lenient on him.
Well, he also had recently took to Twitter and called her a racist. So
well, that's not
that was before all this happened.
Certain things you just can't do quite yet.
He
you know
should
what
get
mean?
Her fans to blow her office up.
No, not what?
I mean, call. I mean,
yes,
call
please.
A lot.
We're not encouraging anybody to blow up any government officials' buildings.
I mean, call up a lot. Like,
yes. This music's the bomb.
Like, blow the phone, blow the phone lines up.
Blow the phone lines up.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, you also
don't go to the airport with this guy.
She's the same one. She's the same one who also got a judge to toss out his community service hours and said that they were bogus. So,
this guy is crazy.
I don't listen. We're going to keep it moving.
I mean, call. Like, oh, like, keep calling.
Like, pick up the phone.
Yeah, and blow the phone.
Maybe the type of guy to have to do a number two and scream out loud, I'm about to blow up the bathroom on this plane. I'm going to blow this bathroom up. What?
All right, and there's also a rumor, according to Page Six, that Chris Brown was supposed to be on Power, but they actually put a halt to it because of his anger issues. Well, 50 Cent did respond to that. He insisted that Chris Brown will still be on the show. He said, tune into Power next season because you will see Chris Brown.
Yeah, I refuse to believe that a show that 50 Cent is the executive producer is pushing somebody away because of anger issues. 50 Cent has anger
issues.
He
definitely does.
50 Cent sounded anger in that Instagram post when he posted that about Chris Brown.
Now he's definitely, Chris Brown is definitely doing it. Chris Brown don't give a F about nobody. He is the executive. He don't care.
All right. So, yeah, he says that it is going to go down. Now, this is something that really had me shocked, and I felt like this guy has some nerve. But Jared Fogle, we all know him as a child porn convict from Subway. Mm-hmm. He's suing the parents of one of his victims. He's saying that they actually abused alcohol in front of quote-unquote Jane Doe. They would fight all the time in front of her, and that made her suffer from major depression and engage in destructive behaviors like abusing drugs and alcohol, self-mutilation, all of that. How is he suing her parents
yeah, what that got
after
to do,
he molested?
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
What that got to do with you putting your penis in her underage uterus, Jared Fogle?
He feels like they should be partially or fully responsible.
Yeah, it's their fault that you wanted to have sex with their underage daughter.
Like, this is the most confusing thing ever.
Now, so you'd be better off suing them for their genes.
This like, poor yeah, young girl, man.
Like, yo, their genes created this cute little girl that made me, you know what I mean, want to be with her. That would make more sense than what he's doing.
And let's end the rumors talking about Teyana Taylor. Congratulations to her after she was the most talked about person at the MTV Video Music Awards. And let's not forget her performance at the Hip Hop Honors where she was channeling Lil' Kim. And she did a great job on that as well. She actually is going to be now on the Breaks, the upcoming TV show with Mack Wilds.
Yes.
We all saw the movie The Breaks when it came out, right?
Yep.
And she's also going to be on Hollywood Squares, the Hip Hop Squares Hollywood Squares show.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Teyana Taylor. I was actually, you know, this week made me revisit Teyana Taylor's album, Seven, mm-hmm. which was a very dope album. I was actually riding into work this morning to one of her records, Put Your Love On. It was setting a nice Friday vibe for me this morning.
Okay.
All right, and shout out to Teyana Taylor's mom, too. They've been posting a lot of pictures of her mom, who's kind of popping also.
Charlamagne tried to holler at her one
exactly.
time.
Exactly. I hate awkward. Why everybody always want to holler at something I hollered at years ago. I've been knew Teyana Taylor's mama was beautiful. Right. Okay?
All right.
Now, all of a sudden, y'all just catching up to her
beauty.
Wasn't
her husband in here one time when you trying to holler at her?
Yes. That was awkward.
Yeah, very awkward.
Well, I didn't know that was her husband. And I didn't really try to holler at her. I just told her she was beautiful, and I was asking Tiana, what's up with your mama?
Well, what's up with your mom?
Nah, but I'm married. I was just talking to talk. That's all. Like, you know, I was running my mouth.
Yeah, okay.
That's all.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you know, people start talking to high pitch. Hey,
guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
Guilty. All right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Let's start off with summertime, because this is supposed to be the last weekend in summer, right?
That's right. You can't have sex with no white people after Labor Day, people. Remember that.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.